What's good, y'all?
What's good, y'all? Welcome back to another episode. It's your boy, Shawnee Sean, coming back to you again on another episode. I hope y'all had a good week. I had a good week. And let's commence. Y'all already know, I got another special guest. And this is the man of the hour, Mr. JC, Mr. Jonathan Carey, Mr. CSU. How you doing, boy? You good?
I'm good, baby. How you feeling, man?
I'm good. But yeah, let the people know who you are, man.
Of course, of course. Like I said before, shout out to my boy, Rayshawn. You know, he's been doing this thing and everything. My name is Jonathan Carey from Detroit, Michigan. I'm a junior at Central State University. I am a CEO of Fitness Fanatics, my own fitness company. I'm also the 12th Mr. Central State University as well. So, representing for the home team, doing my thing, man. You know how we get down.
Yes, sir. Tell more about Fitness Fanatics.
Of course. So, Fitness Fanatics is actually established about in 2018. It is a fitness corporation in which we make sure we pinpoint and worry about our three pillars in which we stand on, which is physical, spiritual, and mental fitness. And I actually transitioned Fitness Fanatics from a fitness organization on Central State campus to an LLC, which is a health and wellness program. So I make sure I implement this program back in use, back in Detroit, like on Detroit Public Schools, and also in Ohio and the Dayton area and the Columbus area as well. So I look at it, see as if as long as we could implement health and wellness and start it from a young aspect to the youth and have them come up on those different pillars and things of that nature, everything will go good. So I'm glad to go ahead and walk in my purpose and, you know, deliver whatever message and purpose and mission that God has for me. So
amen. Yes, sir. Where can they follow you at?
So give you guys my love. Shout out to my Twitter and everything. So you guys can follow me actually on my personal Twitter at aspidey, aspidey dash. That's on my Twitter and also my Instagram. If you guys want to go ahead and follow Fitness Fanatics on Instagram, it is fitness.fanatics.llc. Once again, fitness.fanatics.llc. And on our Twitter, you can go ahead and catch us at fit_fitness_. So once again, on Twitter, catch us at fit_fanatics_.
I'll make sure I'll drop it in the link below.
Yes, sir.
But let's, I got a question for you. So, you know, of course, you know, you doing your thing, Fitness Fanatics, off the chain. I remember when I was freshman year, I was like, what is this?
So I just came in. You were straight with it. That first week, you was in the gym. I mean, you still in the gym, but you was pumping.
So I know you the main person, and like I know you count on people that you put titles to get the job done and vice versa. So right. tell me about accountability, you know?
Oh man. Accountability is very major, especially when you get into the field, or not into the field, but you get into the aspect of I would say mentorship, or just, you know, spreading the good word of positivity to other people. And one of the things that I want to do with me being a mentor, I have a lot of mentees in which they look up to me. And one thing that I like to do with my leadership, I like to lead by example. But right now in my life, God is teaching me to lead from behind. So it's making sure that I put certain people out in the spotlight and putting them first so I can go ahead and, you know, reap the fruit of my labor from seeing them be successful. You know what I'm saying? So especially with my departure at Central State University, I've done so much as a student leader. I've implemented the first fitness corporation, organization on this campus since 1887. And I've took the whole health and wellness community and made it to a big outreach and importance to where everybody wants to do their own little part of health and wellness. So when it comes to accountability, I have to make sure that I would say, I would have to use those things that I preach to other people and hold it within myself.
Okay.
And if I'm not holding myself to the same standard that I want everybody else to, or what I'm preaching about, then am I really being accountable? So when nobody's looking, am I making sure I'm being the best man I can possibly be? And being a man of God, I can't sit here and preach scriptures. I can't sit here and preach positivity and preaching on walking to the Lord and everything else that he's saying, but I'm not doing it myself. You know, I can't be a hypocrite in this life. So we have to embody these things that we want to see in everyone else and within ourselves. That's where we're really walking to our purpose and really taking a step into whatever word or whatever journey that God has for us. So,
yes, sir.
Accountability is a very big thing.
And you already know, y'all. You know I set that up. That's going to be the topic for today, because that's definitely a lack.
Yeah, man.
So we're going to talk about self-accountability. Yes, me and my boy JC, we got 4 points for y'all today. And the first point is vision. To be honest, everybody has a vision.
Yes, sir.
So what I mean by that is vision can be something that your dreams, your goals, your thing, career path that you want to do. Everybody has a vision. And so
Can you explain a little bit more about the vision?
Of course. So even with me, it's so wonderful. With me being a business major, mm-hmm. Marketing and everything, I have to have a vision of my end product. Mm-hmm. So I have to go in already knowing that I'm going to finish this product. This is how it's going to be. And even when it's not even a product or a specific accomplishment for my life, I have to have a vision. I have to already say and manifest that I've already obtained this specific goal. And without vision, you know, the people will perish. You know, one thing that I really keep to myself, one quote that I embody myself is, be stern on the vision, but be adjustable with the details. Mm-hmm. Something recently just happened in my life. I actually have an internship with United Negro College Fund, and I am the social media ambassador. I work with a lot of things within them, whether it's me coming to speak at luncheons or me coming to do different events. And on Valentine's Day, I actually had the opportunity to speak at the Columbus luncheon for the mayor. Unfortunately, my opportunity to speak was replaced with a good peer of mine. Mm-hmm. And usually with that type of predicament, whether it was fair or not, the usual person, because I don't want to generalize, but some people, they'll sit there and take a negative approach to that. Mm-hmm. Say, oh, that opportunity was taken away from me. Mm-hmm. Oh, this, that, and this. And my main focus was I wanted to be there. I wanted to be at the table. I wanted to be in that type of environment. I wanted to network. I wanted to be around those powerful political heads. So my vision at the end of the day was to be there. But it went from me speaking to actually being invited. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So now my vision was for me to be there, but the details in which I got to the end of the vision was changed, and it was adjustable. It was adjusted. So now, instead of me speaking, I have a seat at the table. Now, instead of me speaking, I'm somebody that is important to be invited. And it actually turned out really well. I met a couple of people. I network with a lot of people who work directly under the mayor. I actually end up meeting the what's her name? One of the senators who actually graduated from Central State University as well. Really? So wonderful lady. So with me even being those type of positions and everything, if I would have took a negative approach, came at it very nasty, you know, having not a positive outlook, I would have missed out on those networking opportunities. I would have missed out on just being there and living in the moment. You know, we don't deserve anything. We're not obligated to anything. Everything that we own belongs to God. So with me even being there, being that type of position, being in that space, I'm grateful for that. And yes, that's all I can really, you know, take away from that. So
with the vision, you got your vision. Now yes, the next part is discipline.
Yes.
Discipline, discipline, ooh, discipline. Wee. Now, literally doing the work, helping yourself reach those goals, please. Don't let distractions get to you. Yes. Don't let temptation get to you. Yes. Don't let nothing stand away from your vision, from you not reaching it. And so, like...
Preach it, bro. Man, right? I mean, you know, you're an athlete. You know, you have a certain discipline when it comes to, like, working out. Okay. And, you know, just being a student, you know, you have a discipline with your grades and everything else. But, you know, we don't have a lot of people don't have a discipline when it comes to God. And I don't want to get too religious with your podcast and everything. I don't know how your viewers are, but when I say we don't have a discipline with God, we don't have a discipline with the standard in which He holds for us. Mm-hmm. You know, if I'm sitting here and I'm worried about let's say global warming, for example, and I'm out nowhere in the middle of nowhere, we all go to McDonald's or Wendy's or something, and we get like a bag full of stuff. I'm like, you know, I'm about to throw this out. You know, the discipline is for you to go ahead and get up out that car, get out where you're at, and actually throw that trash away into a trash bag instead of going ahead and littering like everyone else is. But because your standard is so high, once your standard is God, it can't go no lower. So if you're performing under that standard, that's already a red flag. That's already saying, you know what, I'm not performing where I need to be at. Let me go ahead and get back to my standard. That's having that discipline. That's having that discipline to say, you know what, I'm on a fasting and my friends are offering me a drink and I'm sitting there saying no. My discipline is, you know, I have a drug screen for my internship, but I'm not smoking even though I have the chance. That's the discipline. That's the discipline. So the devil, he's going to come to you and give you things that you most desire. And it's going to come in some of the best forms of your life. It's some of the best things that you want. But the discipline is sitting there saying, you know what? God has a better purpose for me. Let me go ahead and stay patient. Let me go ahead and keep that discipline, keep that faith in him. It's a story in the Bible in which Moses had to go up to a mountain. I believe he was going for a lump sum of time. And the people down below, they got fed up with being patient. They got fed up to wait for Moses to come back. So what they start doing? They start praising other gods. They start sitting there, you know, looking for worship, looking for strength, and looking for guidance from other gods instead of sitting there waiting for Moses. So when Moses came back down, he saw where everything was going. He said, you guys should have waited. You guys should have waited till I return. You guys didn't have discipline or patience. So instead of them becoming kings and queens in 8 months, they sat there and I believe from a duration from 30 to 50 years, they endured a long death. So without us having discipline within ourselves and not realizing what God has us on the other side of discipline under patience, you know, we won't be able to walk into our purpose and obtain those opportunities that he has for us. We can't do the same things and expect new doors open.
And to tag off with you like that, I wanted to let y'all know, every race and everybody's pace is different.
It's American.
So if you see someone that is in your same career goal, what you're trying to do, or even not in your career goal, but if you see someone really successful, someone made it big like that, and you trying to rush it, no. You literally have to trust the process. Mm-hmm. You have to be patient. You have to be disciplined. You have to do the little things so you can be prepared for the big things. Because, again, everybody pace it different. So your pace is probably slow. And while that person may be big and hot right now, they may not be big at the end of the road. While you slow, you building up, and now you big. And
yes,
now
sir.
You lasting
yes, sir.
To be at the top. So, like, just literally just a tackle for you. Yes, you have to be patient.
Yes, sir.
You have to be patient. Yes, patient is really key with the discipline part. And that's what people really lack.
Yes, sir.
With our generation today, I'm just speaking on our generation, we love to rush things.
Rush it.
And especially when I'm in high school, they was rushing to have sex. They was rushing to go to the clubs. Mm-hmm. And now, when they're 21, 25, they done all this stuff. Like, dang, what's next?
You know, I wouldn't even blame it on... of course, I would say it's more so of a generational thing because we're exposed to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, social media keeps us intact with everyone's lives. It's to the point where I don't even have to see you. All I have to do is look on your social media and not keeping up with your life.
Right.
And I think social media has created this space where we see all these people who are becoming famous off TikTok.
Right.
They're becoming viral off tweets. And they're
YouTube.
And YouTube. And they're getting endorsements from the NBA or celebrities, flying them out, giving them a really good opportunity. So a lot of people are looking for that hot tweet, that hot idea to go ahead and propel them to where they want to go, wherever they need to go, quote unquote. So with that, a lot of people don't understand it's a process. And they don't see the grind. They don't see the getting up at 5 a.m. They don't see the reading. They don't see the studying. They don't see the discipline. They don't see the patience that comes behind success. They just see the then and they see the now. But they don't see the in-between. So bringing it back to the vision, you got to understand a lot of people, when you start with that vision, you start with the idea, okay, I have it in the end. But they don't see that in-between. They don't see those details. They don't see all those no's that you have to receive and go to different outlets to get that one yes. They don't see those hard nights in which you have to sit there and become innovative with different ideas, because the first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 drafts that you came up for that specific idea failed. They don't see all that. You get what I'm saying? So you got to understand, when it comes, it has to have vision, it has to have patience, it has to have discipline to acquire a certain amount of success within your life. And of course, God has to be applied on every single part.
And even if you don't believe in God, believe in yourself, man.
Of course.
Because if you got your vision, but if you're not disciplined, you're not hurting anybody else. You just hurting yourself to reaching your goals.
Yes.
And you just slowing yourself out at the end of the day. Because at the end of the day, we talking about self-accountability. This is all on you.
Yes.
How bad do you want it?
Yes.
How bad do you really want to achieve
it?
And are you really going to let people stand in your way? Yes. Are you really going to let distraction, temptation make you fall, make you fail?
Man, let me tell you something, man. The worst thing to kill joy is comparison. And that is very strong to say, because as we all grow, and like I said, when it ties into social media and our peers and the people that we're around, we like to compare ourselves. I'm not moving fast enough. I'm not becoming successful fast enough. I'm not learning this fast enough. I'm not doing this fast enough. And now you're killing the enjoyment of the process. I enjoy the process. Looking back at how I became to where I am, I'm like, you know what? I enjoyed that process. And I'm still enjoying the process. I know I'm not finished. I know I'm not done. but I'm enjoying every single day with me waking up. Come on now.
My brother.
Do you hear me?
You know.
Do
you hear me? You know you did right there.
Do you hear me though?
You're going into section 3 though? Positivity.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, oh, I'm gonna bring it good with a nice quote, and once again, like Rayshawn said, I don't want your viewers to believe that God. You have to be a believer of God. You know, I have many friends who are atheists. I have many friends who don't believe in a higher power, but they believe in some sort of power. And I preach to them every day. Look, as long as it starts within you, it has to start within you with positivity. So I just had to make sure I got that out there. But a good quote and a good scripture that I go by is Romans 12.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me bring that back. Hold on. I actually just looked it up. Okay. Yeah, it's Romans 12, chapter 2.
Yes, sir.
And do not conform to the normalities of this world, but let God change you inwardly from the mind. And with that being said, you have to have a positive outlook on a lot of things. You have to manifest things in which you already have it. Like right now, I'm actually applying for the summer venture management program through Harvard.
Yes,
and I'm telling everyone, even though I did get an invite, I'm telling everyone, yeah, I'm going to Harvard already. Have I acquired that for that full acceptance letter? No, not yet, but I'm manifesting it, which I already have.
Yes,
I'm already looking for spots that I'm already going to venture in Boston. I'm already looking at the stuff that's in their student store that I'm already going to buy because I'm manifesting it. I'm already saying that. I'm putting my receipt in. I'm putting my order in for God, and I'm waiting for Him to go ahead and come through with it. So with me having a positive outlook on it, no matter what is thrown my way, I know I'm going to acquire it because what is for me, God will give.
And to tag off what you said about enjoying the process, you really think the process is gonna be easier?
No, come on now.
You gonna have hard times. You gonna fail sometimes.
Yes.
But I need you to learn from the mistakes. I need you to stay positive.
Yes.
I don't need you to be in a negative mindset.
Yes.
Because when you stay in that negative mindset, then everything else starts to fall
apart.
Dude,
that is so crazy. That's a key thing that you said. I was just actually watching a video on Miss USA on LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the black woman.
Yeah.
And she was, it was a motivational video. And she was saying that she failed. She didn't win that pageant 6 times.
Mm.
That's 6 consecutive years that she lost being Miss USA. That's 6 consecutive years. God said, you are not ready. I mean, this girl worked her butt off for 6 years straight. She wasn't even supposed to be Miss USA. A lady found her at a supermarket and told her she was beautiful. And she tried out for Miss USA and lost 6 years in a row. But that 7th year decided that God said, you are ready. And with that, Miss Universe was black. And with that, Miss USA was black. And every other high pageant position that was for a woman, they were black. So he had an agenda. He had a vision. You get what I'm saying? But she stayed positive. She manifested it. It wasn't her time yet. She was patient, and she came. That 7th year became Miss USA. So, man, having that positive outlook will give you a whole different perception in which it will lead you to so many things. I've heard so many no's in my life. I can't tell you how many times I heard no. But I don't look at things as no. I don't look as things as failures. I don't believe I take L's. I really don't. I either win or I learn.
Mm.
It is no other way. I don't lose. I don't believe
that's
that.
That's the better L.
I don't believe that. So right. Whenever I'm going through something, you know, I either learn from it or I overcame it. That's it, because we're going to see the same test whether we win or lose. We're going to see it again. It's going to come again. Whether it's an X this day or an X that day. Mm-hmm. Whether it's the same obstacle we just faced with our last homework assignment or a different one. It's the same version. It's the same thing, just a different version. It's the same problem, just a different person. You get what I'm saying? It's different drama, but it has the same core root of it. So now it takes us as individuals to go ahead and say, you know what, God, you showed me this before. You know what, universe, you showed me this before. I'm going to go ahead and use what I learned to overcome this and get past this, because I'm not that same individual that encountered it back then.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go ahead and persevere and keep going. You get what I'm saying?
Yes,
so
sir.
Having a strong base, having a strong support system, spiritually and physically and mentally,
mm-hmm.
You feel me? Holistic health, holistic awareness, holistic consciousness. You can go ahead and sit there and say, I know how to assess this situation and it won't beat me. I'm about to go ahead and go through it or go around it.
Building on that positive, exactly. And builds up confidence, exactly. And builds up that hunger, and builds up that drive, and builds up that
hey,
will.
Hey, all right now. Hey,
we gonna get it to go. Let me stop preaching. And with the last point, faith, believing.
Oh, man. And we ain't been talking about faith this whole time.
Right.
Something something that I've been watching Crazy Faith. It's actually on Transformation Church. Shout out to Transformation Church. I love it. And another scripture I go by is Proverbs 5. Proverbs 2, chapter 5 and 6. And it's lean not on your own understanding, but on God's. I got to say that again because it's so crucial. Lean not on your own understanding, but God's. You know, a lot of us, we like to sit there and take life by the horns or by the hand and say, you know what? It's not going how I'm going to do it. I don't like the way it's going. I'm just going to just control my own life. Mm-hmm. It's not your life to control. It's God's. And that's why I say when it comes to faith, you know, if I would have never sat there and said, you know what? I can go ahead and create the first fitness organization on this campus through faith, I would have never, you know, got to where I'm at right now. It's opened so many doors for me. You know, with me being a first-generation college student, first-generation entrepreneur, I had everything against me. Knowledge, guidance, someone who's actually been there, you know. But with the grace of God, with the grace of faith, I stepped out and said, you know what? I'm going to be comfortable. I'm going to be uncomfortable. And I'm going to be comfortable being uncomfortable. And with that, I took that big step. And I said, God, please guide me. And that's what he's doing. And that's what he's doing continuously throughout my life. And with him guiding me, I've met wonderful people. I've mentored wonderful mentees in which they're being entrepreneurs within themselves. Shout out to you and your brothers. You feel me?
Yes, sir.
You know, so when you are manifesting, you're embodying, you know, positivity, you're embodying faith, you're embodying discipline, you're embodying vision, you tend to release those things to the ones who are around you, and you attract people who are around you who have those same type of structures and same type of pillars in which they guide their lives and structure their lives by. I know I'm great because you're great. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to bring anyone who doesn't have the same standard for themselves around me that doesn't match my equal energy. If we're not equally yoked, it's going to be apparent. It's going to be aware. You know, by the first couple of interactions we're going to have, we're going to know we're on different levels. So I make sure that I keep those people who are God-fearing individuals who want something more than their life, than just being regular, being mediocre, who want to make a change wherever they go and everywhere they go. I keep them close to me because those are the game changers. Those are the people who are going to lead the new generation, going to lead the new agenda.
Yes, sir.
You get what I'm saying?
So, yes, sir.
You know, you got to have faith in everything that you do. You got to have faith because
believe.
When it comes to those hardships, and I'm telling you, it's going to be hardships. It's going to be hardships. I can't sugarcoat it enough. You're going to face hardships, but you have all the tools inside you when you face them. And I truly believe God is not going to give you anything you can't handle. But I do believe that certain things that you're not aware of, they have to be awakened either by a word or by an event. I got that from Jalen Johnson.
Shout out to my boy Jalen Johnson.
But I got that from him. So yeah.
And that's a wrap. But with all of this, you is no way you can't do without those 4 points. You need all of them. Because if you're missing one, how can people count on you when you can't even count on your own self?
Okay.
Broken
people can't guide broken people. They can't.
I can't help you if I can't help myself.
Exactly. You can't be the man in your own city trying to be a man somewhere else, man. I'm trying to tell you.
Right. I can't lead if I haven't followed.
Hey. Okay, Mr. Barksdale. Do your thing, man.
But nah, that is it, y'all. JC, I just want to say thank you,
man,
again.
Thank you, man. Yeah. Hey, I got a necklace for you, baby. I got a
good one. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Hey, man. Yes, shout out. Sir, thank yes, you. Sir. Shout out to Fitness Fanatics. I really appreciate y'all.
All day, man. All day,
but
man.
Thank you. I really appreciate you for coming on the show, man. It's all these episodes with all these special guests. It's just wonderful. We just having fun. We just promoting Black excellence.
Black
we just
excellence,
keep on
Black
going,
kings.
Man.
Yes, man. Like I said, thank you, Rayshawn. Keep doing your thing, man. I've been watching you grow from the young man that you are to the king that you are right now. So keep being great, man. I love you, boy.
Yes, sir. Yes, but sir. That is it. I love each and every one of y'all. Again, young kings and queens, have a great week. And I will see y'all next Monday. Shiny Shine out. Peace.
Woo.